What is up, you amber turds? This is episode number 19 of the Operation Dionysus podcast. I'm Eric. I'm joined by Torin. Say what's up, dude.
Thank you for having me back, Eric. Unfortunately, Austin's not with us. He's actually at basic right now.
Yeah, he's in the Army right now. He's doing his Army stuff. He'll be missed. He should be back for next episode. We took a week break, Torin. We're feeling fucking refreshed.
Yeah, I haven't been on for a while since Florida, I think.
No, you were on. You were on for an episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, you probably don't remember it, but... but a lot of interesting shit has happened so far.
A lot of... And to be honest, like, a whole bunch of stuff out of nowhere just dropped on Earth. Everything. Crazy stuff. So, the first thing we're going to talk about is your favorite thing, Eric. The F1 in Miami. Grand Prix, right?
Yeah. So, they're doing a race in... Miami this year, and they're also doing a race in Texas.
We're in Texas, like Dallas.
Oh shit! I think it's Austin. It's the Circuit of the Americas. I know that. I don't know where it exactly is in Texas, but it's gonna be pretty exciting race. Miami, I'm really fucking excited for. I haven't looked at any of the polls or anything like that. I don't even know if they're polling right now, but I'm really excited for it. I'm gonna be fucking watching it. Mm-hmm. Fucking Mad Max is gonna fucking win this shit. You watch.
Mad Max?
Yeah, Max Verstappen is my fucking dude.
Is his nickname Mad Max?
Yeah, Mad Max.
That's a dope ass name.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy. Fucking love that guy.
So why do they go, do they always come to America, or is it just a European thing for F1?
Dude, they go all over the world. Like, the last one was in Australia.
So they're all over the place. Yeah. I don't really watch a lot of F1. I don't know anything about that, to be honest. I only know it from you because you tell me some stuff, but don't go into detail. You only talk about it all on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they go all over the world. I'm pretty sure there's been some races over in Asia. They have a lot of them in the Middle East, like Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, places like that, because a lot of the sponsors actually come from the Arab Peninsula and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know. It's going to be an exciting race.
When's that? Do you know when it's airing?
It's Sunday. I don't know the exact time when it's in Europe or Asia. It's usually around like, it's either really late at night or like early in the morning. But since it's in America, probably like 3 p.m. or 7 p.m. somewhere around there. I don't know if it's a night race or not, but
oh, okay.
It's going to be really cool because, you know, we're on home soil. So I don't know. I'm really excited for it. Torin, you should come over, fucking crack some open and watch it.
Oh, yeah. To be honest, I would love to watch an F1 race. Not going to lie. I'll be honest about that. I have not watched a single F1 at all. Literally nothing.
You've never watched a race?
Nope. I've only heard it from you, like I said, but
dude,
other than
so
that.
Awesome. It's fucking awesome.
I just think of it as NASCAR, but like...
No, don't drive. It's not NASCAR at all.
It is NASCAR. No, NASCAR is just driving in circles for 300 laps and to see who's the final one, even though the person in front will always be the winner. That's how I see it.
It's different, too, because NASCAR is stock cars. So there's nothing added to it, whereas Formula One cars, they take in, like, aerodynamics, slipstreams, huge engines and shit like that. Yeah, it's the cars are lighter than your car outside, and they have... V6 hybrid engines that pushed 19,000 like RPM.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. They've raced like fucking jet fighters and shit. It's fucking nuts.
Jet fighters.
Yeah, man, I'm serious.
All right, let's move on to the next controversial.
Yeah, dude, this shit's fucking crazy.
I haven't really gotten into it, but our helpful friend Jay Lynn over there has been giving us some details. She's been really into it. Like, really, really into it.
Yeah. It's like Amber Heard, Johnny Depp.
Amber Turd, I think.
Yeah, Amber fucking Turd. Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can shit in her hand. Fuck her. But she went to trial with, like, she's been fucking fighting him and shit like that.
Well,
I don't know that
much
about it.
Was it, like, abuse or something like that? I know it's just been abuse and, like, literally, like, that's it. Just abuse and harassment.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly why they're on trial. Like, what's the main reason? It's probably abuse, most likely.
I'm pretty sure it started out by her taking him to trial, and then it kind of, like, flipped around because everyone knows she's, like, full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Literal shit. Like, she literally shit on his bed and admitted it.
Really?
Like, she took a shit on Johnny Depp's bed.
For what reason? Is it just show dominance or some shit?
I don't know, but she shit on Captain Jack Sparrow's fucking bed.
Do you think there will ever be another Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, after this, dude. No, hell no.
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I don't know. Like, this shit's, like, just starting to boil up, too. She just went on, she just took the stand for the first time yesterday. It was, May 4th. She's, like, literally has no idea what she's talking about. She's crying and shit. She's saying, Johnny hit me, so I turned around and looked at him.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so, like, if you're getting hit, like, you would expect him to hit you, like, right there. Like, in front of you, like, face to face. But I don't know if she meant, like, he slapped him, like, while she wasn't looking, and then she turned out. But who knows what she meant by that.
Yeah, some chick named Dr. Hugis also testified for Amber, saying she had PTSD from her test. She also did say that she did a full evaluation on Amber and Johnny's relationship without even meeting Johnny.
What?
Like, yeah, like, it's complete bullshit. Like, the stuff they're bringing up, like, they have nothing against Johnny. There's no proof at all of, like, about, like, what the fuck's going on.
Dude, Johnny's just making, like, if you ever saw, like, little skits, I've been watching little skits, and he's just making jokes the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, there was one where, like, he had a box, and one of the Amber Heard's protector, you know the term, because your dad's a lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the term.
You don't know the term. Well, the person that represents Amber Heard.
Represents, yeah.
The person that represents Amber Heard says, like, you could fit cocaine in that box. And Johnny Depp's like, you could. You could totally fit cocaine in that box. And I think he does cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who doesn't, like, a lot over there?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of famous people do cocaine.
And they don't get in trouble for it. That's the weird part about it.
Yeah, I mean, they can buy the people out. They got the money for it. I mean, it's crazy to look into shit like that.
Yeah. It's a little fucky over there, but you know what? Do your life. Don't.
Yeah. And another big,
don't OD.
Like, another big controversy, too, with it is she's going to be in the Aquaman movie that's coming up.
And the petition, right?
Yeah, there's, like, a big petition, like, for her, like, to fuck off and not be on it. But, like, you know, it's almost done. So it's not like they can, like, legit reshoot the scene.
Yeah. I mean, it has over 3 million signs.
3 million?
Over 3 million. But they did announce that she's only in it for, like, under 10 minutes. So she's not in that for that long. She's only in it for, like, a little bit. And 10 minutes in a movie is not long. It's like a side character.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was a main character in Aquaman. I didn't see the Aquaman movie. I don't find Aquaman good. What are you going to rule the sea?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. But I think this is a lesson for all dudes out there, honestly. Watch who you fucking...
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck. Like, seriously, like, these chicks are out to get us, dude. Like, you gotta be careful. Not all girls will like it. Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not all girls will like it, but there's a lot of them out there that just want the opportunity and clout from you. Like, they want nothing else. They don't actually like you at all.
To be honest, I never heard of Amber Heard before. Yeah. Johnny Depp. Like, literally, the only reason why I heard of Johnny... I mean, Amber Heard.
She did date Elon Musk.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I didn't know that. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure she dated Elon Musk.
No.
Oh, she had an affair with Elon Musk. That's what it was.
Dude, Elon Musk is in the emo chicks. Literally. Yeah.
Respect to Elon Musk.
Though. Yeah, he's a weeaboo, supposedly. But Amber also said that on the stand, she was watching Johnny's daughter when Lily Rose Depp never wanted to be around Amber because of how she treated her father.
So wait, Johnny Depp is a daughter?
I did not know that.
Yeah, neither did I. I just know him as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Well, he was in The Tourist. He was in 21 Jump Street as a little side cameo. Remember that?
Nah, I don't think so. And what else?
Wow, she's hot. We just saw a picture of her.
Who? Lily Rose? That? Who is that? His daughter?
How old is she?
Holy shit. Holy shit, she's 22.
She's 22, jeez.
Oh, damn, Johnny Depp's daughter hit me or torn up.
Yeah.
God damn. Shit. But
I can see Johnny Depp. Has Johnny Depp eyes.
Yeah, she does. Johnny Depp is also in the new Dior Sauvage ads. It's like the first ad he's ever done. like really? Ever. Yeah, he's never done any other ads. He's only ever done
with his style. With his style, like you would suspect him to be in like a high end cologne. Like I thought he would always be in one. I never seen him in a commercial. When I think about that,
yeah, he just did one for the elixir that came out.
The elixir,
yeah, Dior Sauvage elixir, because they got the toilet, eau de parfum, and the parfum.
You know your colognes.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm a big cologne guy.
What's your favorite cologne?
Oh, shit.
Like, what's the scene? So, you're going out with friends, having a good time.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with cologne, though, is, like, you have to have the right cologne for the right occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And cologne gets expensive after a while.
What's a good casual one that you would recommend to the Legion out there?
Well, honestly...
Like, a good inexpensive one, but, like, it's high-end.
Inexpensive?
It's... Expensive, but not too expensive. So let's say 150.
I think, 150. Me personally, I think the Dior Sauvage Auto Parfum is the best all around casual, fancy. You literally can do fucking anything with this. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I wear it all the time. Like, I get a lot of compliments from like chicks and dudes too, like saying I smell good. But the one I always get compliments from at least once a day is Dior Sauvage. Say, what the fuck are you wearing, dude? It smells so good. Dudes will say that and be like, God damn, you smell good.
Mm-hmm.
Just shit like that. And you're just like, yeah, I'm wearing Dior Sauvage Eau de Parfum. But on the side note with that is like, it kind of sucks because a lot of guys have it.
Mm.
It's probably the most popular cologne out there is okay. Dior Sauvage.
I do like Bleu de Chanel.
Yeah, Bleu de Chanel.
That's my favorite one.
It has incense in it. It's very classy smell, but it's an all around cologne too. Acqua di Gio, I think I have the Profondo, I think.
Okay.
It's the it's a black bottle, but it's really good for what you need to do. But, I mean, good club ones. You got Versace Dylan Blue. Anything Versace is, like, club-worthy. Like, you can pull mad bitches smelling good mm-hmm. with Versace cologne. Versace cologne's fucking top tier. I like Dolce & Gabbana, the one. That's like my date cologne if I'm ever going out with a chick one-on-one.
Gotcha.
I wear that. It's very sweet. It's very, it's not punchy.
You know your colognes.
Yeah. I like to think of myself as a connoisseur. Me and Grant.
You and Grant.
Crazy with the cologne.
See, I don't go too crazy. If I like one, me personally, I'll like it. I'll buy it. But I don't, the only expensive one I have is Bleu de Chanel. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I just got one. It's called Dolce & Gabbana K.
You know what Grant has too?
What?
Creed.
Yeah, he is Creed Aventus. Grant is the Creed Aventus.
Shout out to Grant with Creed.
Yeah, he's boss for that. Creed Aventus is, if you guys don't know, it's like a $400 cologne. We actually went to the Creed store in New York City and picked that up.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It wasn't from our New York City story, like, where we, like, humping the bull at Wall Street and shit like that.
No.
It's not that. It was another time we went up.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really fun up there.
It was a good, nice stroll. We met up with one of our friends that's going to school up there. Nothing too crazy, but we had a fun time.
Yeah. The one cologne I want to get really bad is called a Neroli Portofino by Tom Ford.
Okay.
It doesn't last that long, but it smells so fucking good.
It's a good night go out, like, for 2 hours, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm not a big fashion guy, if I'm being completely honest. My mm-hmm. type of fashion is shorts and a t-shirt. But...
I mean, yeah...
I pull it off, though.
What do you call that look, Eric?
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go out and still pull. But, yeah, I mean, you know, there's different colognes for different occasions. Just rock. Honestly, if you're not, like, looking for a big collection for, like, different occasions and shit like that, just buy whatever your heart desires. Cologne all smells good.
I'll pick what I want. I'm not going to pick what everyone's going for. Like, you got to keep it original.
Yeah.
You don't want to get, like, you don't want to hop on a trend. I mean, like, you can with some other stuff, but, like, with smells where everyone smells the same, everyone's going to get sick of the smell. Like, that type beat.
Yeah. I saw there's this shit that guys put on their arms, and it's an oil that brings out the scent of you.
Really?
Yeah. And certain women, like, they'll either think it smells really good because it's your body odor. Mm-hmm. Like, not, like... smelly shit,
yeah, but like your
armpit
natural like smell of what you actually smell like.
Yeah, it brings that out, and some chicks can like it and some chicks can hate it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't know, it's pretty cool shit. I remember some dude at work was telling me about that.
All right, for the Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp case, we won't go into it too much. We're not very good experts. We'll just leave it like that. Nothing too crazy. What's next on the list, Eric?
Yeah, the first Avengers movie came out 10 years ago now.
I remember when that came out, too. That's the funny part. Crazy how movies are growing so old. It's beyond my imagination.
Yeah.
It's like, crazy.
Yeah, like, it doesn't even feel like that's 10 years old. Like, that's nuts.
Literally, that came out in 2012 of today, May 5th.
May 5th?
Yeah, it literally came out today.
I remember going with my dad and my brother to go see that back in the day.
I forgot if I went to the movie theater. I probably did, but I don't remember who I went with.
What was your first movie you saw in the theater?
You know what? My first movie I've ever seen in theater was WALL-E.
WALL-E.
That's a very good movie. One of the best movies.
Oh, yeah. WALL-E's a fucking great movie. I saw a Disney movie, too.
What Disney movie?
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little? Yes. How old were you, like 5 or something?
Yeah, like 5 or 6.
What year did that come out? 06, I'm guessing.
I don't even fucking remember. I was a little kid, but I remember that movie. It was a good fucking movie.
I wasn't a big fan of it.
You didn't like Chicken Little?
Well, I don't know. I kind of saw it when, the first time I ever watched it was when I was 17. And oh, really? I was like, eh.
You probably didn't get the nostalgia.
Yeah, probably. A really good nostalgic movie is Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
That is my favorite movie of all time.
I think Monsters University was better.
Really?
Yeah, without a doubt.
I did like Monsters University. That was a really good one, but you got to keep it OG, Monsters, Inc. But I do like University a lot. That was a good one.
What about your favorite Disney movie?
What do you mean Disney movie? Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, that's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Pixar.
That's Pixar, which is Disney.
Yeah, yeah. But what's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, Disney. Oh, that type of Disney. Okay.
Pixar, too.
Okay, gotcha.
That can be included. Any of them.
All right. So for Pixar, I would say Monsters, Inc. Then for Disney, oy. Give me some. What can you think of top of your head? Like Tangled.
Oh, yeah. Princess movies. Dude, princess movies are fucking awesome. I'm not even going to lie. Because I had little sisters and I watched them growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't fucking go out of my way and watch them.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, if it comes on, I'd be like, yeah.
Or, like, if you're with a chick and they want to watch a princess movie.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to hate on it.
Right?
I like The Princess and the Frog. That one was really good.
I have not watched that one, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that one's cool. I like the whole, like, New Orleans jazz aspect of it.
Oh, the jazz. Oh, snap. I gotta watch that sometime.
Yeah, it's really good. It's on Disney Plus.
I would probably say Ratatouille.
Shit. Yeah. That has to be my
that, that's the best movie. I swear. I don't know if... Is that Pixar?
Yeah, it's Pixar.
Oh, okay. Then I switch. Number 2 is Monster, Inc. Number 1 is Ratatouille.
Yeah, Ratatouille fucks.
Le Fondue. I forget how the words go.
Yeah. I mean, they made that fucking Italian one. That one really pissed me off because it was shit. Luca. I watched like 20 minutes of it and I was like, dude, how can you go from making some like Ratatouille then disrespecting Italians like that, making Luca?
Is Luca brand new?
Yeah, it came out, I think, last year. But it was like about a fucking mermaid or something like that. It was bullshit.
Yeah, a really good one is The Good Dinosaur. I watched that one.
The Good Dinosaur?
The Good Dinosaur. So it's about a dinosaur where... He lost his way home. He got caught in a flood or something like that. And he has to find his way back home. And he's on a journey with this little runt of a kid. And this is like pre-era times where the kid doesn't speak, but like he acts more of a monster than the dinosaur because the dinosaur is such a good dinosaur where he won't kill any animals.
Oh, the child kills.
The child kills. He ate a bug. He caught a bug for the dinosaur.
And ate it. Wow.
That was a disgusting part.
Dude, man's trying to bulk up.
Bulk up on a bug.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of good movies out there.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite? Let's say, like, what is your movie that you'll watch every single time and you'll recommend it to anybody?
Wolf of Wall Street.
That's a good one.
Yeah, like, it's basic, but it's such a good movie.
It's easy to understand. You don't need backstory because it's based on a true story about Jordan Belfort.
Yeah. Jordan Belfort's a fucking legend, too.
He is. He really is. He's like, for every guy right now in our generation, that's a go-to movie. But I would say my favorite movie, and I would recommend, like, I would want to pick a confusing one, but you have to watch it so many times to understand it and go actually in-depth with, like, YouTube videos to understand the whole thing, would be Inception. With Tom Hardy, Leo DiCaprio. Who else is in that movie? I'm having a blank.
Is that the one where they're in Boston?
No, that's the town. That's when
Ben Affleck. It's another one. The town's good, too. The town's a fucking great movie.
That's a really good one. That's a very good one. No, Inception is about going into dreams and dreams.
Oh, dude, that sounds like some shit you gotta, like, watch on acid.
Dude, imagine. I would never do that. That's...
Yeah.
That stuff actually makes you dumb. Yeah. Scientifically. No, I actually watching it just, like, how it is. I think it's a perfect movie. Very confusing, but it'll eventually make sense to you, and you just have to go in depth of understanding the whole idea of it. But I won't talk about it. You guys can figure it out on yourself. If you want to watch it, that's my movie for the podcast.
Do you know what's a really good movie, too? Avatar, the blue people one.
That's, remember when that was, like,
the shit,
hot,
yeah.
Like, hot box? Like, it was number one on gross.
Yeah, I think it still is. It's, like, the most grossing movie ever.
No, it's not.
What is now?
It is Avengers Endgame.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like over the number one spot.
And No Way Home, Avengers Infinity Warfare. War. I'm sorry. War.
You're thinking Call of Duty.
Yeah, I'm thinking Call of Duty. But yeah.
Oh my God.
And Titanic.
Torrent. I'm not trying to get off topic here, but Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is coming out.
They're bringing back, guess what, guns? Intervention?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're bringing back the Intervention. I don't know if I'll get it, though. I haven't been playing a lot of video games.
Torrent. I don't remember. I think I may have bashed Call of Duty, like, saying, like, COD, Vanguard, and all them were fucking asshole.
Vanguard was interesting. I wasn't a big fan of it, but a lot of people liked it, and I'll respect... I didn't ask for a World War II game. I know it's my personal opinion, but I don't remember anyone asking to go back in time.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I see it. I like the whole... modern warfare. I like modern stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like futuristic. The best futuristic one is probably Black Ops 2.
No, advanced. Oh, would you consider Black Ops 2 futuristic?
It was based in 2025, and that was pretty futuristic back in 2012.
Yeah. When I think of the futuristic CODs, I think more of
Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, Advanced Warfare. Yeah.
That's our game back in the day.
I think that was the best one. A lot of people said they didn't like the jumping shit, but I liked it a lot more than the jetpacks and
it was different because
three and all that.
It was different movement back in 2014.
Yeah,
it was crazy movement.
I liked how it was stiff,
mm-hmm. Like, instead of like janky, yeah. And like actually realistic feel.
Yeah, I liked how it was like it felt really fake.
Mm-hmm.
It was different, and I liked that.
I like the stiffness. I don't know why, but like I don't like anything like too realistic. That's how I see it. Like the newer Modern Warfare, I did not play it. I played it for like 20 minutes and I loved it.
Oh yeah, dude, I fucking played that. We played that so much during the, what was it, lockdown?
Did you, was it, or was it Cold War?
No. Lockdown was Modern Warfare 2019. We literally just grind that shit out. It was so much fun.
Crazy. That thing, the lockdown happened 2 years ago.
Yeah, facts. But it has to be Modern Warfare 2019. It has to be the best one on PS4 that ever came out.
That's your favorite one?
Yeah, dude. They really went a step forward, then they went a step backwards with Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
But I have strong faith that they're not going to fuck up Modern Warfare 2. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they will. With the high hopes of Modern Warfare, you know this more than me, but all the good feedback I've seen and read and all that stuff, Modern Warfare 2 will be a living legend.
Hopefully.
Oh, it will be.
Keep your hopes up, but I still don't trust fucking Activision, even after they were bought out.
Yeah.
I still don't trust those fuckers.
Sad to say, but my favorite one probably is MWR, Modern Warfare Remastered.
Oh, really?
I did actually play that a good bit. I played that so much when it got released to like a single disc instead of you have to buy Infinite Warfare to get the add-on of MWR. And the only reason why they put MWR with it so people can buy it. Because they saw how much hate it got for the trailer. So they're like, fuck it. Let's add MWR on there to get more higher sales. And they, it was a success.
Yeah.
So everyone did that.
Everyone liked it too.
I loved it. It was a lot of fun. I'm not a big fan of the microtransactions. Me personally, I don't. That's gambling, literally. It's gambling in disguise.
Yeah.
And it's pay to win.
It's fucked up.
Everything's pay to win. I don't know if the newer games are.
Yeah. But I think we should get into the Met Gala.
The Met Gala.
Yeah, it's a fucking freak show.
Did you watch any of it?
Fuck no. I never watch any of it.
I know it's... You told me that was 300,000...
Fuck. My bad.
No, you're good. 3, 2, 1. There you go. Met Gala. It costs $300,000 just to get a plate and a seat. Well, like, a seat to have dinner there. And was it, like, a fashion show?
Yeah, it was something like that. And I know it's, like, at an art gallery and, like... I don't know. It's a bunch of bullshit. Like, you know, Hunger Games. You remember how those fuckers in the Capitol dressed up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were dressed up really weird. That's what it looks like. It's, like, disgusting.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I could never see... Like I said, I'm a t-shirt and shorts kind of guy.
I could dress up, but, like, nothing, like... I wouldn't go, like, full out crazy. I would just go in, like a Kanye outfit.
Yeah.
Like, something so basic, but, like, he wore a $43 jacket. So, if I were to go to Met Gala, I would wear, like, something, like, basic as hell like Kanye. He wore a $43 jacket there. Nothing too crazy. You know how he dresses, like, a Balenciaga Yeezy boots, and he has, like, Balenciaga cargo pants and all that good stuff. I would probably go in, like, something so basic, but, like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, nothing out of the ordinary. Just something, like, basic as hell, just to eat dinner and look at the art gallery.
Yeah. Our lovely assistant actually wrote us a little bit of notes about this, and we're so uneducated on it.
Yeah.
So, controversially, Kim Kardashian wore Marilyn Monroe's Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress from 60 years ago. She actually wore the dress to the Met Gala on the stairs, but changed into a replica after the dinner. So I'm guessing that's really bad news. I know.
So why would you wear the true outfit when you could wear a replica and not ruin pop culture history?
Yeah.
Like, that does not make sense at all. And I know she lost 16 pounds within 3 weeks just to get into it. That's, like, crazy and, like, that's unhealthy.
16 pounds?
Losing 16 pounds just to fit in a dress for one night.
Isn't that, like, bad for, like, the image she's trying to do for young girls?
Yeah, and especially nowadays, like, 2022, like, you're supposed to be accepted for who you are in your body for younger women and older women as well.
Yeah, something like that.
Like, it does not look good on you trying to drop 16 pounds just for one dress just to have pictures taken in and wearing a replica afterwards. Yeah. I think it's just a disgrace to pop culture history.
I think Marilyn Monroe is hot as fuck.
She is. She had an affair with John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. I used to watch the movie she was in, like, with the Rat Pack and all them. Back when my grandmother was still alive, we'd fucking kick it back and watch some Marilyn Monroe movies. Yeah, dude. She's hot as fuck. But I guess it's disrespectful. You know, it can't really do much, though. I mean, she's got the money to fucking do it.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you have the money to do it, just don't rip up. I mean, like, it's, like I said, pop culture history, but it's just controversial that you're wearing something like that. But I know Kylie Jenner, she was wearing a wedding dress, and everyone was making fun of her because a person copied her back from 2006 or something like that. I don't know her name. You can look it up on yourself.
Yeah, the notes say Virgil Abloh. She wore off-white to honor her friend who passed away. Wow. Incredible statement, Kylie.
And you're wearing a baseball cap then. All these memes were coming up, like Meg from Family Guy in a wedding dress, like Kylie Jenner. I'm not even joking.
Dude, it's bad when Family Guy is getting fucking brought up.
Right.
not a lot of celebrities went with the theme, though. Like, that was a big controversial
thing. What was the theme?
Dude, Guild Glamour. What the fuck is Guild Glamour?
What is Guild Glamour?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. But apparently Billie Eilish was by far the best dressed because she went with the theme.
Good. If there's a theme, you go with the theme. I bet it's mandatory, too. But some people don't even listen. They just pick what they want and all that good shit.
Yeah, and apparently Courtney and Chloe didn't go with the theme either. And that's, like, big news. Like I said, I don't like the Met Gala. I think it's a freak show. I mean, you're into, cool fashion and stuff like that. I mean, like, what do you think of it, honestly? Because I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I think I'm into fashion. I like seeing people, what they wear. It's kind of cool to me. And see, like, what ideas and original thoughts they have. But the Met Gala, paying $300,000, if you have the money, do it. If you have to be famous, that's stupid. It's like going to a... Like art gallery. Literally just go in an art gallery for like a $5,000 plate. But you're just dressing in a tuxedo, nothing too crazy. And while a woman, she can dress like with her actual fashionable dress. Yeah. While men just wear like a $10,000 suit.
Yeah, that's more my style. I like suits. Mm-hmm. Suits are tough. Like, they have some pretty cool suits they show up in. I'm not talking about like those fucking rainbow colored shits, but like
something simple and just go with the flow.
Yeah, simplicity isn't always a bad thing. I think, like, the most well-dressed person there was Bradley Cooper.
Dude, he can rock a suit.
Hell yeah, dude. Bradley Cooper,
back in, like, 2011, he could. Not anymore.
Oh, no, he still can, dude. He's still a fucking awesome dude. Hangover. Fucking great guy. He's from Philly, too.
Yeah, you know who else is from Philly?
Who?
Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, Lil Uzi, yeah.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. Rip Kobe.
Rip Kobe.
Yeah. How about them Sixers, though?
Joel Embiid, right orbital fracture.
Yeah.
I have not been watching them, I'll be completely honest.
Yeah, they lost last night.
They did?
Yeah.
Dude, Miami's kicking the butt.
Yeah. I mean, if they're smart, they'll, you know, just fucking lose the playoffs this year and then let Joel and Embiid, Embiid, let him heal. And, you know, just come back next year and just fuck shit up. Because they got the team now. They got Harden. Harden's playing good.
He's doing good, but, like, they had a really good team back in 2019. But they lost to the Toronto Raptors Game 7 because Kawhi Leonard shot a buzzer beater. Like,
yeah, I mean, you really can't do much about that, though.
Like, literally lucky shot.
Yeah.
Like, that was a really good shot.
It was a good game, too.
It was a very good game. I actually watched that throughout the whole series. It was neck to neck every game. But there were some games where, like, Toronto was up, then, like, Joel Embiid was... I meant 76ers are up. But, you know what? That's how life is in basketball. You don't know who's going to win. You just got to be...
faithful in your team.
Faithful in your team. There's no I in team. Everyone's in team.
Yeah. But I think you wanted to get into your personal life a little bit. Like, what's been going on with you, T?
What has been going on with my life? I actually been learning German again.
Seriously?
I've always wanted to learn German. My full ethnicity background is fully German.
You're like 100%?
No, I'm like 80% German.
What's the other, like, 20?
The other 20 is like a mixture of Native American, Dutch, Sweden.
You've Native American in you?
Mm-hmm. That's like 1.2% Cherokee.
That's actually kind of dope.
It is kind of dope, actually. Very surprised, but... yeah, just learning German. I've always wanted to visit Deutschland.
Deutschland.
Deutschland. But it's always... I don't know. It's just like me going into my ethnicity, and I've always been always open and always wanted to learn about my background and my whole family. And I just think it's a cool concept of seeing what your ancestors did back then and where they came from and how they came from here. Like, I figured out the other day on my mom's side, some of my family was living out in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Really?
Not even joking. They were actually Mormon. And that side of my family is Scandinavian. So it's a mixture of Norway, Sweden, and all those countries up north.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So you're like pretty much
100%. I'm European mutt.
Like Northern European.
Yes, basically.
Yeah.
Like middle north.
Yeah, northern.
Northern European.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a mixture of pretty much European blood, too. I mean, I'm German, Italian, and English, pretty much. And 1% European Jewish.
That's a flex for you, isn't it? Yeah,
it is, honestly. I mean, you don't get to say a lot that, like, hey, I got Jewish blood. I think that's pretty dope, personally.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually go to Israel for a pilgrimage. It's because I'm 1% Jewish.
Lucky you.
It's a week-long pilgrimage, all expenses paid and all that. So... yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, what has been going on with your life?
You know, me and you've been hitting the gym a lot.
Yeah, we actually got back into the gym.
New Year's resolution. I'm like 4 months late on it, but I just started going again. Got into the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel fucking great. I feel like I just got fucking pegged though, because I did leg day yesterday a little too hard. Fucking walking around like a pirate, but you know, I feel better about myself. I'm eating a lot of protein. I feel healthy as hell. You know, I'm getting ready for when I turn 21, and, you know.
We got to get ready for Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest. Yeah, you wanted to go down. Where is
Helens, that? Georgia.
Helens, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. A woman was telling me that it's a very German town in Georgia. It's not very well known. It's a well-known place for Oktoberfest, but I never knew there was a German town in the South. It's just like... you never hear that, because usually they're in, like, Northern America. Like, yeah. New England, Pennsylvania, New York, all those states up there. You just never hear it.
Yeah.
And down south. But hopefully, when we turn 21, that we can go down there for Oktoberfest for, like, a week or a weekend. It'd be, like, interesting as hell to do that. But going back to the gym, I'm actually very happy that we're going back to the gym. It's been... like we said, a couple months late because of work, and I broke my wrist, and I've been actually practicing fixing my wrist.
You were telling me, you were saying, fuck physical therapy, and you've just been going and training your wrist yourself, which is awesome for you. You're saving the money.
Yeah. I mean, like, insurance, there's always insurance, but, like, might as well teach myself something about physical therapy if I want to go in the medical field, which I want to do.
Yeah.
Do something myself. Don't ask. Well, you can ask for medical help. There's no problem with that. But it's like, it's always a good opportunity to, like, figure out what to do with your wrist. And plus, there's only a couple of motions that you can do with the wrist, just like up, down,
side to side, mm-hmm. shit like that. Yeah. Just get it stronger again, because it was in that cast for so long.
Yeah. And just flexing it and doing little exercises with it. But, like, as you can see right here, like, there's a little bit, I could go farther down, but no, it won't let me because I have the plate and screws.
Ah, shit.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't been able to move it for, like, 3 or 4 months. Just pain in the butt, but I'm mostly almost fully healed.
I don't know. I think we should get into some questions, though. What'd you say?
Yeah, let's go for it.
So the first one is from Jamie. I don't know if it's a guy or a chick, because in Game of Thrones, there's a dude named Jamie.
Well, we'll say it's a she, him.
She, him. So, boys, love the pod. Keep up the grind. This question is for T and Eric. $200 each to shave off those luscious locks. You guys taking the money or nah?
Hell no.
Yeah, fuck no.
Eric, you could rock the Patrick Mahomes mullet.
I could, but, like...
I've been saying that. You could do that, but...
I liked Roman haircut.
The Roman haircut?
Yeah.
What's the Roman haircut?
Like what I got right now. I mean, you can be considered Jufro, Roman fro.
Just an afro?
Afro, yeah. I mean, no, like I actually looked it up. A lot of...
It's actually called a Jufro.
Yeah, I guess you could say it's called a Jufro, but I mean, a lot of like old like Roman people had my hair.
So Romans had curly hair?
Yeah, and I have Roman blood in me, so like my... great-grandmother was from the area where Rome is around, so she has Roman blood in her, so it could possibly be from that side too.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad had curly hair, and you know, my mom's Italian, so there's curly hair in that genetic somewhere. But
I'm actually happy I don't have curly hair. That'd be pain in the butt.
No, it's awesome.
I mean, like, for my hair, I have little curls, but
yeah, you get all the MILFs that come up to you and be like, "Oh my god, I love your hair." And
Jack,
like,
Harlow.
Sure you do. Yeah, dude, fucking Jack Harlow. God damn it, I hate that shit.
What do you mean? Why do you hate it?
Dude, literally, like, these chicks on Tinder, they'll be like, "You look like Jack Harlow." So I literally, 'cause
you do look like Jack Harlow.
I literally just changed my bio to be, "I know I look like Jack Harlow." That's really all. That's what it is. And a lot of them now just saying, "You don't actually look like Jack Harlow." I'm like, then why is all these fucking chicks?
Then why you swipe on me?
Yeah, why the fuck you swipe on me then? So you know what I say? I said I can rap like him. He's like, "Prove it." All right, let me get your number, your Snapchat, and I'll send you a video. So just like that, you get it. Fucking easy as fuck.
Have you found out any more pickup lines?
Nah, I've still been using that fucking letter shit. Just copy and paste.
Copy and paste, copy and paste.
Yeah, it's fucked up. A lot of people say that's fucked up, but I really don't have time for it. I mean, after I, like, get the hook and all that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I start actually talking to them. But, you know, just to get their attention, that's what I use.
My brother sent me really good ones. Gage.
Yeah?
So you want to hear some? They go a little across the line, but I think they're beautiful. Would you like to hear a couple?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. So, Gage said this. "Let's play Titanic. When I say iceberg, you go down."
God damn.
Shit. Here's another one. This is a really good one. "Are you a pinky toe? Because I want to bang you on every piece of furniture around my house."
I really like that one.
That's a good one.
That one.
Now, here's where it gets a little too crazy. All right, here's another one. "Are you a cigarette because you're hot and I want to put your butt in my mouth?"
I like that one a lot.
That one is a little pushy. Yeah, it's pushing a bit, but... it's
pushing a little bit, Torin.
Oh, jeez. All right. Next question. What you got for us?
So this one comes from Finn. What up, Finn? "Would you guys still snap a hot chick after you found out she ain't an android?"
Ooh.
Depends on how hot she is, honest to God.
If I actually like her enough and, like, we actually go on a couple dates and we're actually, like, dating, I'll get her an iPhone.
What if she only likes Android?
Run away? That's a red flag.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, like, if you can't afford it, makes sense. But, like, feels like every girl has an iPhone, to be honest.
I actually saw this one chick. She's actually really bad, but she only uses Android. She does not like Apple products. I never understood. I mean, I don't like Apple products, but I like the iPhone.
You don't like Apple products?
No, fuck no. I don't like Macs or nothing like that. I think it's a waste of money. Honest to God, an iPhone.
I think it's more of a
money.
It's more of a flex, yeah, in a way.
You're buying it for the name. You're not buying it for the actual purposes.
100%. But there are good some accessibilities with it. Like, there can be a couple good things about it, but, like, that's it. Like, don't come out with a brand new idea. And I'm removing the touch bar on their latest MacBook. Like, what's the point of adding a touch bar when it's going to be slow for the last ones and you can't even use it? And some people actually like the touch bar.
Yeah, man. I mean, I could never buy a Mac. Me personally, but.
No.
I don't know, Finn. If you're dealing with that, if she's bad enough, just fucking deal with it, man.
Deal with it or just run away.
Yeah, or just find another hot chick. There's plenty of them out there. The last one's from Sean. "So me and the guys were watching the movie The Euro Trip. What do you guys think would be an ideal trip to replicate it?"
What is The Euro Trip?
It's a fucking great movie. It's about these guys. This dude's messaging a fucking German chick, like a really hot blonde German chick.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I don't even fucking remember. I think he sends her like a fucked up message because his friend tells him it's a dude. And they like go across Europe, like doing a bunch of crazy shit doing it.
That's literally it. Just doing crazy shit because over a blonde German woman.
Yeah, all over a blonde German. And then they eventually get up in the Vatican and like... They signal that they killed the Pope or something like that. I don't know. It's funny as fuck.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a good movie. I have it on DVD, actually. As hard as that is, but it's good. I got it out of the Walmart bin.
That's so foul that you got out of the Walmart bin. Yeah. We got to do that again. Go to Walmart, just pick a random movie and watch it for the night and return it.
Yeah, we got it.
That was a lot of fun. But would you replicate it?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I think what he was asking is, like, how would you replicate it, though? Like, what would be your ideal Euro trip?
You already know, Eric. We probably have the same idea.
Yeah.
Mine, well, we'll say. Mine would probably be visiting every country. I would love to, like I said, Germany, Deutschland. I would love to visit that first. Then go to Italy, see what's out there. Go to Amsterdam.
I feel like you'd be a big fan of the red light district.
Maybe. You never know. It'd be weed's legal out there.
You know what the red light district is?
What?
It's where all, like, the hookers and shit are.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was legalized there. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's just, well, it's culture shock for us.
Yeah, they get, like, tested and shit, though. Like, they treat them really well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still a hooker. Don't get me wrong. But it's not like an American hooker where, like, you know, their teeth are falling out and
it's
shit.
It's like a Philadelphia hooker or something.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
You don't want that.
Sucky, sucky $5?
Yeah, like, shit like that. But I don't know. I personally probably, yeah, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
England, definitely. Definitely want to see England.
Then finally end it with Ibiza.
Yeah, Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Yeah, Ibiza. I'd fucking go there, club it out till I fucking passed out.
Mm-hmm. Also, another movie that we really, really, very recommend, and it's free on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, it's Hood, but...
It's Kevin and Perry Go Large.
Yeah, Kevin and Perry Go Large. Is they go to Ibiza to lose their virginities and become superstar DJs. It's like Britain's version of American Pie.
Literally. Best way to say it.
Yeah, it's a great fucking movie.
Kevin and Perry, they are complete
retards.
Retards slash dumbasses.
I think that's the only like word you can use to describe that.
But yeah, we recommend that. Kevin Perry Go Large on YouTube. It's free. Anybody can watch it. Old movie. It was made back in like 2002 or
yeah,
something
I think it was
like that.
2000, yeah, because it was like old trance music.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a, it's like very unproduced movie. It's just like not produced that well. It's just like something so simple, but it's like a rom-com in a way.
I wouldn't say it's a rom-com.
I wouldn't say like it's that type of genre. It's like so cheap, but it's so fucking good.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Like that's, I don't know, shitcom. There we go. There we go. Best way to explain it.
Yeah,
shitcom.
I like that. Shitcom. Yeah, it's good though. It's Harry Enfield. He's a British comedian. I don't remember what the Perry, the other guy in it, is actually a chick, but it's really good. There's like a dude that like shoots his name's Eyeball Paul because he like fucking takes vodka through his eyeball.
Kevin, look, it's the girl of our dreams.
Yeah, great fucking movie.
Well, it looks like we're gonna wrap it up for episode 19.
Yeah,
crazy to be back after a couple weeks, and sorry about the whole schedule thing. Austin being gone just kind of sucks right now, but he'll be back soon.
Yeah, he'll be back. I think he said he's coming on Friday. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, so
yeah, tomorrow we're recording this the day before,
yeah,
setting it out
Thursday, yeah. So get ready for next week. Austin's coming back, and it's gonna be fucking great, guys. Take it easy, and if you see a chick with an Android, run.
I'll be dissing.